my fellow Americans. As you're a former, and dare I say, last, real president to sit in that Oval Office, I want to make a few things clear to you. For 8 years, I ran a good race. Oh, I may have tripped and stumbled a few times. But it was always with the best of intentions. Healthcare, for example. There are more people with healthcare in America than ever before, thanks largely to me. Yes, me. I also caught and killed the most wanted man that America has ever pursued, Osama bin Laden. Now you'd think that people would appreciate that. Maybe build me a statue. Or create a national holiday. Shit, Martin ain't the only one that had a dream. Can I get an amen? So here I sit watching the news, just like you, and I see this cretin in a blue suit running the country into the ground. And would you believe that there are people who think this clod is doing the best he can? Shit, that's like saying Luke Skywalker would have really kicked Darth Vader's ass if he had had two good hands. All I'm saying is this. I don't have sour grapes. I am not bitter. I am not envious. But goddamn, a mannequin from Alexander's on Fordham Road in 1970 could do a better job than this blonde-haired, orange-skinned version of the Michelin Man, who looks like a reject from a Ringling Brothers freak show. So here's my proposal. Let me run again in 2020. I'll show you how to really run a country and catch a terrorist at the same time. Can I get an amen?